another update on what's happening in the news. And once again, here's Sharon Allseth with that for us. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Indiana is asking a federal appeals court to lift a judge's order blocking parts of a new state law that cut some public funding for Planned Parenthood because the organization provides abortions. Attorney General Greg Zeller filed a legal brief contesting the June 24th preliminary injunction on Monday, just days after the state complied with the injunction by giving Planned Parenthood a $6,000 grant. The state argues that federal Medicaid officials should decide whether the law can be enforced and says the dispute doesn't belong in court. Republican Governor Mitch Daniels signed the law May 10th. It temporarily cut off about $1.4 million to Planned Parenthood and forced the group to stop seeing Medicaid patients after private donations ran out. The organization started seeing Medicaid patients again June 25th. Congress is on track to send President Barack Obama emergency legislation to avert a potentially disastrous government default and make a down payment toward taming out-of-control budget deficits. The bipartisan measure passed the House Monday, and a Senate vote comes today. There are varying opinions on the agreement and its effects. One Indiana fiscal analyst says Hoosiers can feel a sense of relief as Congress nears a deal on raising the debt ceiling. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith has more.
Indiana Fiscal Policy Institute President John Katzenberger says there was some danger that programs administered by the state but paid for mostly by the federal government, like Medicaid, would be hurt by the government failing to raise the debt ceiling. With a deal now in the works, Katzenberger says fears about those benefits can be laid to rest.
People who receive them won't have to worry about getting them, and the state won't have to worry about trying to make up the difference had the federal government defaulted. So certainty is what people get with the deal.
But Katzenberger says the deal is only a short-term solution.
I think Congress has to take the time that it bought today or is buying today to try to craft a real long-term solution to the deficit.
Katzenberger says that has to include finding new revenue sources, which could include closing tax loopholes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Another warm one is ahead with little rain in the forecast. With Indiana coming off one of its driest Julys on record, Department of Natural Resources wildfire specialist Andrew Reuter says they're alert to conditions.
If we were to keep these conditions that we've got right now and they were to continue the way it is, you know, when we don't have a good relief of rain, then, you know, we could probably look at something, some severity, burning restrictions probably popping up in mid-August to late August.
Reuter says a lot of rain earlier this year has so far lowered the risk of drought-related fires. A private university in northeast Indiana is hoping to attract students from China as part of its globalization effort. Trine University will welcome 6 Chinese students this fall after a university official made a trip to Asia. The number of international students at Trine has increased from 13 in 2005 to 54 after dipping in the 1990s. And DePauw University in Greencastle finds itself on a list it might not be accustomed to. The Princeton Review ranks DePauw 10th on the list of the best party schools in the U.S. The list is created from an email survey of 122,000 students from nearly 400 colleges. The top 5 this year are University of Georgia, Ohio University, Penn State, West Virginia, and Ole Miss. WFYI weather, a heat advisory from noon till 8 p.m. today. It's also a no-zone action day. Mostly sunny with a high of 97. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight low 76, high tomorrow 90. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 90. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
All right, Sharon, thanks a lot. It's coming up on 7:35 now, and some Colts news from training camp. Day 2 is today. The special teams will practice at 9:30. Full squad today.